proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. Now, you can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Torah portion we are discussing today is called Yitro, translated as Jethro, and covers Exodus chapters 18 through 20. Chapter 18 speaks about Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, who is the priest of Midian. Remember that Moses had lived in Jethro's clan for 40 years in the land of Midian, in Arabia, before returning to Egypt after the incident at the burning bush. Now, Jethro, along with his daughter Zipporah, who is Moses' wife, comes to visit Moses. Jethro gives Moses some sound advice and then departs again into his own land. Israel was exactly 3 months out of Egypt when they entered the wilderness of Sinai according to Exodus 19 verse 1. Verse 3 says, "And Moses went up unto God." The words "went up" is a very important verb in Hebrew called Allah and is used to literally mean to go up. Now let us notice the beautiful words that I am calling God's preamble to the giving of the law found in verse 4 where it says, "And ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself." The Hebrew word for eagle is nesher. God's view of the Ten Commandments and the law was God's way to prepare the children of Israel to come to him as the eagles came to him. God did not mean for the focus of Israel to be on the law itself, but rather on him. God's word is extremely important because it is the path to God. He seeks a personal relationship with each of us, not just a knowledge of his word. As we read the passage carefully, I count that Moses went up to Mount Sinai and back down to the people a total of 4 times by the end of chapter 20. In Exodus chapter 20, God verbally gives the Ten Commandments, speaking them out loud for all the camp of Israel. The 2 tables of stone, known as the 2 tablets of the covenant, or the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, are not given until chapter 31. The people are now in fear and awe of God, which they had not before seen despite the plagues and the miracles that God had performed for them in Egypt. Now notice verse 21 where it reads, "And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was." There was something very special about Moses. First, he had a great godly fear and respect of God, yet he was not afraid to approach Mount Sinai when the people were afraid. The people, on the other hand, did not have the godly fear of God, evident in their worship of the golden calf that we will see a few more chapters, yet they were afraid of God. Their fear was the same as that of Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden after they sinned, mentioned in Genesis chapter 3. Secondly, Moses did not think of any sacrifice as too much trouble to get closer to God. Think of him walking up and down Mount Sinai now 4 times. Remember that he was 80 plus years old. He had such a desire for God that he did not think of this as bothersome. God wanted the Israelites to be close to him. And as we continue to study Moses' life, we see that he realized a closeness to God that few people do, and this passage gives us a glimpse as to why Moses took time to be close to God. Time is the greatest gift we can give to anyone, not money or other gifts, but just time. Moses took time to listen to God, and God listened to Moses. If we want to be close to God, it is simply a matter of spending more time with him, reading his word, and in prayer. Now, Jewish tradition attributes Psalm 91, a great psalm, to Moses. Who else could have penned those majestic words except that man who lived in the secret place? It reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." That is where I want to be. Don't you as well? Now, I pray that this program has been a blessing to you. And if you'd like to hear this broadcast again or listen to our many archive programs related to Israel and the Jewish studies of the scriptures and the Jewish people, you may do so by going to our website, ibjm.org. In fact, I invite you to share these with a friend as well. And of course, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim," let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.